Parashat 7, Mishnah 12, a poretz al menas ligdor, if he breaches a fence while he is carrying water for sanctification in order to clear a path. He's walking along the path and there's a fence there, so he breaches the fence to clear the way for him. Kosher, it is that is kosher, and adds the kati, even if he intends to repair the breach afterwards, it's still kosher, because the melacha that he did was for purposes of sanctifying the water, because that's the way that he was going, and he needed to walk on that path, and he needed to clear out the that way. Vim gadar, but if he does actually go and repair it, pasul, now the water is pasul, because the repairing is now a melacha which is not necessary for the water, and therefore it will be a melacha that's done, an intervening melacha, and the water will be impure. Ha'oichel al menas liktsos, if he eats and left over some, intending to lay out, kosher, it is kosher. What does it mean? That he eats of his friend's figs, and his friend says to him, you can eat as long as you leave over the figs in the place where I normally lay them out. So he intends to do this. He intends to lay them out where his friend normally lays out the figs. And by the way, they're left there to dry. So he eats figs intending to lay the leftovers for his friend where his friend normally leaves them to dry. So it's kosher because he didn't actually lay them out. He just intended to lay them out. So the intention doesn't make it invalid. Vim kotza, but if he then actually goes and lays them out where his friend wants them laid out for drying, the leftovers, so then pasul, says the Mishnah. That's now an intervening melacha. Hay oichel v'hoiser, if he is eating and left over some, v'zarak masha biyad l'tachas hata'ena, and he throws what's left over under a fig tree, or l'socha mukta, or he throws it into a drying shed, b'shvil shelo yovad, so that they won't be lost, pasul. So that renders the water unfit. So he's allowed to eat because he's allowed his strength, whatever. And if he just throws them away, whatever the leftovers that he's holding in his hand, if he just throws them away, that's fine. He would be allowed to do that. But yeah, he's specifically throwing them in a place where they are going to be stored for that they could be found. And or a special place where they could be pressed or whatever. So because he specifically threw them into that place, says the Mishnah, he renders the water unfit. Obviously, the whole time he's doing this, he's holding or carrying the water. The water's under his supervision. So he's done an intervening melacha now, and the water is unfit.